At 1UP, we believe in being curious and taking a little bit of value from everyone. So welcome to the Breadcrumb series, where we get bite-sized amounts of previous episodes and can hear a new perspective in less than 5 minutes. This breadcrumb is from the episode Build a Sustainable and Budget-Friendly Wardrobe, How Andigan is Reinventing Fashion. How do you tend to avoid, you know, being influenced and marketed to? Because I get this question a lot when it comes to, you know, how do I stop buying things? I'm always tempted online. I'm following all my favorite brands. I am watching TikTok hauls. I like feel like I need all of these things. And a lot of the time that thinking isn't even conscious. People are thinking that subconsciously. So it's hard to actually bring that to the conscious, but people will say, you know, how do I do that? And I just say ignorance is bliss. Unfollow everyone, mute everyone,
yeah,
like brands and everything. Unsubscribe from the email list and just don't involve yourself directly within a community that is going to make you feel less than because you don't have X or Y.
Mm.
But I'm curious from your perspective, like, how do you avoid that?
I think for me, I've done like something similar to you, is like I've unfollowed or unsubscribed to so many emails. I think over the years, you surprise yourself at how much like junk mail you get with like from all different retailers, right? And I think what I did was like I spent a whole day just unsubscribing from all of those promotional emails, because it's just overwhelming, and you can easily just click on one. You're like, ooh, what is that? And so now I only have like a handful of brands that I am subscribed to. And even then, like, it is sometimes tempting to have a look, but you know, I tell myself, look, I'm on a budget. I can't spend this much on, you know, something that I might not wear again, and just kind of reminding myself that it's, you don't have to get it. Just because you got an email, it doesn't mean that's your kind of call to action to buy. And so nowadays it's okay to browse. Like, there's nothing wrong with browsing and kind of getting that fix and just going through the website or anything like that. Because if I were to, you know, cut myself from like looking at anything online, I would just feel really, you know, I feel really crap about that. So now I just kind of I'm subscribed to only a handful of brands. I browse online if I want to. And if there's anything that I do come across, I kind of go through that process of like, do I really need it? Or like, you know, what do I need it for? And like, will this be something long-term in my wardrobe? Or this could be anything really, not even just clothing. Like for me, I'm subscribed to all sorts of things like furniture, you know, skincare, makeup, my God, like so many things, right?
Yeah.
And especially on TikTok, like I'm constantly scrolling on TikTok and like my feed is full of like skincare stuff, and I feel like I'm just, you don't need like 100 different serums, you know, you cannot physically try all of them, but I'm constantly feeling influenced. I'm like, oh, maybe I should like write that down, and like I have this list of things that I want to try, but at the same time I'm just trying to tell myself like, you just physically can't like try everything at once. Take it one step at a time. What's important to you right now? And just remembering that and just kind of going through the motions of that, because it's so easy to get influenced on social media these days. Like, even I'm like so weak when it comes to TikTok, like influence, like, yeah, just all of that.
Oh, for sure. TikTok is like, it's got to be e-commerce's biggest weapon and like a consumer's biggest nightmare, because it's just, you cannot avoid being influenced on there to buy, to try, to do. Like, I have different folders so I'm like organized my TikToks into folders of things I want to do or want to buy on, and it's so bad. And
yeah,
it's just like the perfect for like type of media for that. It's scary, but I love what you're saying. I like how you bring that thinking to the forefront, you know, of thinking, of knowing that you have these habits, of knowing you can be tempted, because that's half the problem, is that people aren't consciously thinking about it. And it's a hard thing to just, you know, say, okay, you need to be conscious now of what you're doing and what you're thinking, because it's not as easy as that. But it is sort of training yourself to interrupt those thoughts and those patterns when you are on social media or whatever, thinking like, oh, I could buy that. Then going onto the site, suddenly you're like scrolling deep into there, what's new? And then you're thinking, hold on, how did I get here? Blackout moment. And just trying to like stop yourself within those patterns. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The One Up Project. If you want to find more stuff just like this, check out our other apps or follow us at The One Up Project on Instagram or TikTok. See you there.